Welcome back to hour number two on this Monday night as we continue to ramp up the tension and the anxiety and the frustration of this very convoluted season, which has been, I think, the most outlandishly dramatic display of the public humiliation and beating of a political figure in American history. Donald Trump has my everlasting respect. This man has withstood more abuse than anyone I have ever seen or could have imagined. And if that isn't an indication to all of you who may still be sitting on the fence of the internal strength of character, and they talk about character and the ability of someone to exercise the responsibilities properly, Donald Trump has shown that 100 times over. You think Hillary could have sustained this kind of an abuse? No way. She'd be dead. I'm not joking. Look at the headlines. Top of rents here. Clinton also has, in addition to everything else, according to the front page of the UK paper, a leaking heart valve and arrhythmia. All right, that's in addition to everything else. She's just loaded with stuff. Ed Klein's book comes out tomorrow. Be sure and get a look at that one. There's a lot going to happen in these next 4.5-5 weeks. A lot. Clinton, now on record, several years ago, of calling for the murder of Julian Assange. Can't we just drone this guy? I'm sure she said far worse since then. Assange in danger. He has switched today's email and document data dump to this evening, 12 a.m. Pacific time. Tonight, I'll be here watching. It'll be up at Rents immediately. It'll probably be covered live on the internet as well. The data is said to be quite unexpected, quite interesting, and even entertaining. We'll see what that means. Read also the other headlines. Don't miss any of these. Outrage. FBI destroyed laptops of those given immunity. So they gave these people immunity in the Clinton email scandal and agreed to take their laptops and destroy them. This is not an FBI. This is some kind of a Clinton house apparatus. It's a joke. Hillary lunatic no-fly plans means war on Russia. Make no mistake about it, she has called for the shooting down of Russian Air Force planes over Syria, a no-fly zone over all of Syria, and shooting down Russian planes, killing Russian pilots. Do you think Mr. Putin is going to absorb that sitting down? No, that's World War III. That's how close we are. If nothing else, Donald Trump wants to work with Russia, build peace, build economic, political, and all kinds of relationships. She is doing the bidding of the international Rothschild globalist elite who want war. There's big money in war. That's what the neocons are all about. Big money in war. With us this hour is Professor James Fetzer, back tonight to kind of bring us all up to date through his prism of this craziness. Jim, welcome back. Thanks for being here, as always.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. And it's been announced on the national news that Putin has put his S-400s in Syria. He'll shoot down any plane that flies over Syria in violation of the no-fly zone. And mark my words, he will do it. And this idea of, you know, the United States severing diplomatic relations with Russia is simply lunatic. I mean, that's a prelude to war. Regarding your other story here, you know, people who piss off Hillary Clinton have a rather short life expectancy. Julian Assange's attorney wound up mysteriously in front of a subway train. Seth Rich, who was the IT guy for the Democratic National Committee, wound up with 2 bullets in his back not long after he appears to have given to Julian Assange the leaks about the DNC sabotaging Bernie Sanders' campaign. And the attorney who issued the class action lawsuit against the DNC has also died mysteriously. I mean, telling you, Jeff, there's an obvious pattern.
Well, let's even go further than that and talk about Why have we never heard another word about the obvious assassin caught climbing the wall of the Ecuadorian embassy building where Assange lives? That guy was going up to kill him. There's no question.
Of course. He wasn't going to deliver a bouquet of flowers.
Now, have you heard of a guy being arraigned over there? Nope. Pre-trial hearing? Nope. Nothing. He's been released, just like Barry Lee Bush over here, the man who went in the Trump Tower with the no Glock as serial numbers like this one. They had none. It was a serial number less Glock with a silencer.
And it's nice when you can count on the CIA to destroy the evidence against you in relation to this.
Yeah.
National security scandal. Jeff, that is just disgusting. It makes me want to vomit.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. We are, I've said it before, all of us, all of you wonderful people, wherever you are around the world, many of you don't live here, you're not Americans, but you understand what's at stake here. What's at stake here is World War III. Your future, your families, your children's futures, are over here in the States. She's putting us on the line. Of course, she again, remember, she's doing the bidding of the neocon elite that run the world. The Rothschilds want war. They've all got their 150 feet, 200, 300 foot deep bunkers to go into, and they can live there for a year or two if they need to. They're not worried.
And the emails that have been declassified, Jeff, show that she was taking instructions from Minerva, which was an Israeli intelligence command center that was telling her what to do in directing American foreign policy for the benefit of Israel.
There you go. What was that you said about Putin? Did he move
S-4? The national media has been reporting that he's put his best surface-to-air missiles. This is the S-400.
Yeah, yeah.
It is brilliant. I mean, they have the
best. Has he put them in Syria? Is that what you're getting?
Yep. They're in Syria.
Wow. Now, I saw he did make a statement 2 weeks ago that he said anyone who threatened Syrian military forces on the ground would be shot down.
It's going to happen, Jeff. It's going to happen. And the whole thing is that, you know, Putin is an immovable object, and Barack Obama is not an irresistible force. In fact, the whole United States military has been grossly exaggerated in its capabilities. If we don't do things in a dirty way, underhanded, I mean, we don't succeed. And I mean, it's very clear that in an out-and-out battle, Russians would destroy us, absolutely destroy us. I don't think a nuclear war should be fought in any case because, as Einstein observed, he wasn't sure what weapons World War III would be fought with, but he knew that World War IV would be with sticks and stones.
Okay. Hold on. I just got it here. I'm going to pull this up.
I got a whole other angle, by the way, on this campaign.
All right. Let me get this first. The S-400s, in case you don't know, are the world's finest, most fierce surface-to-air missile defensive systems, period. And if he's put them in Syria, that is an enormous development.
That's right. And it was even being reported on the national news, contrary to their tendency to block out or suffocate anything that's serious, significant, and true.
Wow. Okay.
And here it is.
Here it is. I got it here. I'm going to read this just a sec. Russia has deployed an advanced anti-missile system to Syria for the first time. Three U.S. officials tell Fox News the latest indication that Moscow continues to ramp up its military operations in Syria in support of President Assad. See, now that's a BS statement.
Right. It's a twist.
Total BS statement. It's a 180 flip-flop of reality. He is reacting to America's treachery, backing all of these so-called independent movements and moderate rebel groups. They're killers. We are behind terrorism in the Middle East. So are the Israelis. Period. All right, components of the... Hold on here. SA-23 Gladiator anti-missile and anti-aircraft system, which has a range of 150 miles, arrived over the weekend on the docks of a Russian naval base along Syria's Mediterranean coastal city of Tartus, two U.S. officials said. So it's the SA-23 system, not the SA-400s, so far. I don't think they'd want to take a chance of the 400s being there and somehow being overrun or captured. So this is the SA-23, the first time Russia has deployed that system outside of its borders, according to one Western official citing recent intelligence assessments. The missiles and associated components are still in their crates and are not yet operational, according to the officials. The U.S. intelligence community has been observing the shipment of the SA-23s inside Russia in recent weeks. While the purpose is not clear, one U.S. official asked sarcastically, "Nusra doesn't have an air force, do they?" Speaking about the Al-Qaeda-linked group in Syria. The Islamic State also does not fly any manned aircraft. Well, give me a break. Don't play stupid, Fox News. Tell it like it is. The Russians are responding to things like Hillary Clinton threatening to shoot down their planes and threatening to declare through that imbecile John Kerry a no-fly zone over all of Syria. Kerry said, remember, 2 weeks ago, less, that the only planes that should be allowed to fly over Syria are American and their coalition partners. Well, screw you, Kerry, and I hope these SA-23s are deployed as soon as possible and used if necessary. The American adventurism, this imperialist maniacal madness, has got to be dealt with.
I'm sure they're already activated. And the fact is they're responding to American aggression. I mean, remember when American forces, F-35s were bombed all those Syrian army soldiers and took out, what, 70 or 80 of them? I mean, it's outrageous. We got American aggression, so they say, well, Russia's bringing this in because he wants to support Assad, but he's actually responding to American aggression. It's as clear-cut as it could be.
And, Val, let's go back home here. Now, you're a journalist, professor, emeritus. You know what's going on here. I'm a professional journalist, 30-plus years. We now know, by admission, that the Pentagram has spent over $500 million, and this is what these scumbags have admitted to, constructing and contriving video that purports to show terrorism, all lies. We don't know which and what they've done, but they've spent over $500 million of tax money creating false, bogus lies to be fed to the American people. This government is not rehabilitatable unless we put in Donald Trump. There is no way this country can be reclaimed from the edge of the abyss under any circumstances. It is too far gone. It cannot be rehabilitated. It's got to be changed. And Trump is the only man who can do it.
This is Jeff. Live stream, WikiStreaks, Julian Assange, October Surprise Press Conference, Tuesday, October 4th, 2016. Live stream coverage of the WikiLeaks Press Conference featuring Julian Assange. Assange is expected to make an announcement and release information that could be potentially damaging to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Live coverage will begin at 3 a.m. ET.
Yeah, yeah, it's midnight here.
Pacific.
Yeah, send me the link to that, will you?
I will.
Okay, as far as Hillary, again, calling for the murder of someone, let's go back and remember how she called for the murder, ordered the murder of Muammar Gaddafi, who was en route under a white flag of surrender to give up. His road convoy was intercepted. He was brutally and horrifically murdered. Brutally and horrifically murdered. And this wretch, this alleged human being, laughed at it. One can only wish she would receive the same punishment.
Well, Jeff, Gaddafi was surrendering to a location specified by Hillary Clinton.
I know. It was all treacherous.
And she had the convoy under a white flag interdicted and him brutally murdered, castrated, and sodomized. And then she cackled about it.
What about the $500,000 people that she and Bill killed in Iraq? Come on. The woman is a maniacal murderess.
Well, she's clearly out of her mind. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. She's completely demented, and the talking about you know, droning Assange. I mean, I'm telling you, that's a real insight into the mind of Hillary Clinton.
All right. We are, 5 weeks away from the so-called election. The next debate is the 9th. What are you expecting? Donald Trump has already begun to attack. They call it attack. Donald, I'm going to rephrase it. Donald Trump has already beginning to point out the truth about Hillary Rodham Clinton in his rallies and campaign appearances. I hope he ramps it up. Facts, Donald, that's all you need to do is cite the facts. And when you're asked a question, you should answer it with another question directed right to Mrs. Clinton. And before the debate starts, I hope to hell you stand there and say, before we begin tonight and before I respond to the first question, I would ask Mrs. Clinton, are you again in the second debate, Mrs. Clinton, wearing another hearing device to allow you to be spoken to by your handlers backstage or elsewhere? Do you, in fact, have an earbud? And would you mind if one of the Election Commission members takes a look in your ears? And if she refuses, he should reach into his pocket and take out his own and say, well, then, I'm sure you won't mind if I use one myself.
Yeah. I think two wrongs don't make a right here, and they should absolutely disqualify her if she's violating the rules. And, Jeff, we now have footage of her scrolling on a computer pad on her podium, her lectern, actually, which was promptly removed by a handler who then turned it over to Lester Holt. We have that on video.
That piece of machinery that was taken out under the podium was probably a receiving device that transmitted imagery onto that light, whatever that light device was on top of the podium. It was a portable teleprompter.
It had the questions and the answers on it.
Yeah, I know.
But Lester Holt sent the questions over to Hillary a week before.
That's what we were told. We can't prove it, but that's what we're told.
Oh, I think it's provable. There are multiple reports about it. You had a Fox News man who recognized the intern. He was dressed in a FedEx employee's.
I saw it, and that intern went out the back door.
Yeah, he went out the back. He didn't turn it over to the secretary, which would have been the thing to do.
No, he walked right into Mook's office. Yeah,
The Fox guy went and looked outside, and there was no FedEx vehicle. And he was ushered right into her campaign manager's office. Jeff, this isn't rocket science, believe me.
Oh, I agree with you. I totally agree.
It's a matter
of
the most likely explanation of what's going on.
The whole thing was orchestrated. The questions were orchestrated. Everything was orchestrated against Trump, and he still did well.
Then the whole nose gestures to tell Lester Holt when he should attack Trump and then throw it back to her without asking another question so she could give a prepared zinger. I mean, it was all disgraceful. It happened six times.
Six different times that she signaled. She had the earpiece. She had everything going for her.
I think the earpiece, actually, Jeff, was in case she froze up. I think the earpiece was to tell her, keep talking.
Well, you know, she did freeze up. You saw that, didn't you?
That she seemed to freeze up. You caught it. I think they told her, say, wow, you know, he's blaming me for everything. She had to have an all-purpose exclamation to get herself back on
track. That's right. No, and they yelled at her, keep talking or whatever. You got it. Sure. No, I said that earlier, that the earbud was used to get her out of that mini seizure. She froze.
I agree. Now, here's a whole different angle, Jeff. Tonight, I was watching Kellyanne Conway was on one of the shows. And she was talking about how Hillary is only drawing 52% of the women's vote right now, 52%.
Uh-huh.
But there was an even more interesting exchange on Hannity with two black figures, one of whom was the Sheriff Dave Clark, I think, from Milwaukee. And they were talking about how the Democrats have been taking for granted the black vote. So they were talking about, you know, how well have the blacks fared under Obama? And I looked it up. Listen to this, Jeff. The seasonally adjusted labor force participation rate for black Americans across the board has slipped from 63.2 to 61.7, down 2.4. The seasonally adjusted labor force participation rate for black teenagers has also sagged from 29.6% to 28.8. During Obama's tenure, the percentage of black Americans struggling below the poverty rate, for some reason, it's jumping.
Right. Take your time. No problem.
It's like this. Is they're messing with my computer. It's absolutely unbelievable, right? Yeah. As I'm reading to you.
Your screen's jumping up and down, huh?
They blank me out. I've got to refine the article. It showed there was a huge leap in the blacks on food stamps, Jeff. Huge leap. I'm telling you.
Well, I hope that our African Americans out there who may be listening tonight, and I think most of them already do, understand that they have been sold out, used, and basically tossed in the trash by the Democrat Party. All they have done is taken from these people, taken their confidence, their trust. They have made them addicts of entitlement programs and welfare. They have not given them jobs. There's no question about it. None. How many jobs has Hillary Clinton created for African Americans? None.
I had to go to another browser. The article is blacks mainly backslide under Obama. And you heard my first couple of points. Real median income among black households during these years, according to the Census Bureau, sank from 35,954 to 35,398, down 1.5. The number of black food stamp participants exploded across the time frame from 7,393,000 to 11,699,000, up 58.2%.
Wow.
I mean, I'm telling you, blacks should not be taking for granted that the Democrats are going to benefit them. They have not. Even a black president hasn't benefited them.
He's really not black, Jim. He's no more black than you or I in his orientation. He doesn't like black people.
Well, I think that's true, but the point is we expected him to do good things for the black community.
Everybody did. What has he done for them? Nothing.
Nothing, absolutely. They've slid back. It's disgraceful.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that there's a good reason why blacks should not be automatically voting Democratic this time around. They've been betrayed by the Democratic Party.
Isn't it time for them all to take a chance and let's go in a different direction? What have they gotten in the last 30 years?
Jeff, that is the bottom line here. If you vote for Hillary, if Hillary is elected, nothing is going to change. It's going to be more of the same, more wars, more TPP, more wrecking of the American economy, more gutting of our manufacturing and industrial base. The TPP is NAFTA on steroids, and we know who brought us NAFTA. None other than Hillary Clinton's husband, whom she claims she's going to put in charge of the economy. We all ought to shudder at the prospect.
I concur entirely. Okay. Remember, it's 8:30 now. 3.5 hours from now, Julian Assange from the Ecuadorian embassy will appear via video in Berlin and will release. How he's going to do it, I don't know. The promised October surprise data. We will see. It's supposed to be not just emails, other documentation as well. Some are hoping that it will be the end, finally, of the Clinton campaign, but how many stakes can you drive through the heart of this monster before she finally gives it up?
I know. It's stunning. And, of course, he had to reschedule it the way he would release it because of security concerns. I believe he was told that if he came out on that balcony again, it would be the last time.
Well, there you go. That's what it was. Yeah, they had a sniper set up, sure.
I think for
sure. And the MI6, MI5 would be right involved with it.
That's right. They weren't going to put up any security for him, just like JFK. It was a Secret Service standing down. We have more than 15 indications of Secret Service complicity in setting him up for the hit, I'm sure, for Julian Assange. They would do nothing to protect him.
No, of course not. What we have is a situation that is only getting worse. This is the point that that people need to keep in mind. The attacks on Donald Trump are now being ramped up even higher. It's going to be a din. I think what we're seeing, though, is people now, after the better part of a year, watching this attack on this man, even the doubters are saying, why are they doing this to this guy? And I think it's backfiring on them. I don't think it's working. I don't think it's got any traction. All Donald Trump did, and somebody in his organization, 21-year-old tax return was sent to the New York Times, and it showed that 21 years ago, all Donald Trump did was use the existing corrupted IRS tax laws to minimize the income tax he had to pay on a corporate basis. Who wouldn't do that? That's what the laws are for. It turns out that he used the very same laws that Hillary Clinton used for her nefarious economic gains. She wasn't building buildings. She wasn't creating jobs. She was simply stealing money from countries who murder women, who murder homosexuals. She's nuts. And she did nothing differently than he did. And it's, again, another non-issue. These issues are not credible. They're not legitimate. They're not real. Furthermore, they're not important. If he can do that for himself, the question ought to be, what can he do for America? Along the same lines, get us out of this horrible hellhole of economic catastrophe we're in. What is Hillary going to do to get us out of the hellhole of economic catastrophe? She's going to appoint the rapist, druggy Bill Clinton to take over our economy. My God, how more insane and ludicrous does it get, Jim?
By the way, I think you're completely right. I think this attack on Trump over his taxes from 20 years ago is backfiring already. Because, as you point out, Hillary and Bill, you see, then we start scrutinizing their tax policies and the Clinton Foundation and all that. I think that's not going to play out well for them at all.
He must be prepared. And I know Newt Gingrich is telling him, you've got to stay presidential. Oh, I couldn't disagree more. It's time for Donald to take the gloves off. He can do it in an eloquent way. He can do it in a gentlemanly way. But the facts are the facts. And if he doesn't bring them out, it's going to make him look weak. He cannot give this human being, she's not a woman, she's not a man, I don't know what the hell she is. He can't give her a pass. He's got to hold her accountable. By the way, she's running ads in New York City constantly. He's running no ads, virtually no ads, none that I could find. Dr. Patty Doyle's there. She listens all the time. She said yesterday, no ads for Trump, none. Hillary's all over the dial.
Tomorrow, not only is Assange going to drop what I expect to be a rather big bomb, but we have the vice presidential debate. And I think that the world is going to be surprised by how effectively Mike Pence represents the Trump campaign. I think it's going to be a fascinating exchange.
Well, we'll find out. Yeah.
This guy, Tim Kaine, has not impressed me at all. He's in the pocket of Wall Street. He's all for the TPP. I couldn't believe Hillary was out there saying today how she's completely opposed to the TPP when you know that's 100% false. 100%
lie.
False.
A complete lie. I ran across a video. Someone sent it to me. I guess it's about 4 months old, and I sent it to you, and I believe it's the North Carolina double. And in that video, it appears to be Hillary Clinton, but it's that 20-year young, much younger Hillary Clinton, no wrinkles, very few, smooth neck, saying that she totally was in favor of taking control of the border and deporting people who have had multiple transgressions. Well, that doesn't mean anything. What does that mean? We already have laws. All we have to do is enforce them. And if you're only going to deport people who have multiple transgressions, in other words, arrests, that's not going to solve the problem. Didn't say anything about not wanting to bring in hundreds of thousands of non-assimilatable, non-integratable so-called Muslims, many of whom are sub-Saharan black Africans, who cannot compete and cannot exist in any Western society for the most part. There are exceptions. They need to stay where they're able to exist. Middle Easterners need to stay in their countries. We need to stay the hell out of there. It works all the way around. But the globalists are intent upon absolutely homogenizing everything through miscegenation. And look at the ads on television. You're seeing the message all over the place. mixed racial couples. That's what you're seeing.
You're absolutely right. It's a cultural invasion using Muslims as a spearhead. They're not being vetted at all. I observed before when Trump went to Mexico that I looked at the Mexican migration policy, and they won't allow anyone to immigrate into Mexico unless they can make a contribution to the good of Mexican society. They won't allow anyone to immigrate into Mexico unless they can show they have the financial resources to support themselves and their families. And anyone who is a Mexican who marries a non-Mexican to give them citizenship can be prosecuted and sent to jail for 5 years. If the Donald would simply declare that to be his immigration policy, everyone would applaud.
Totally agree. Let me see here. Who said this? Who said that Muslims should vet themselves?
That's ridiculous.
That came out a few days ago.
Wasn't that Mitt Romney self-deportation?
Something. Oh, yeah. Oh, another nut.
But by the way, Jeff, you'll like this. I had the opportunity to interview Gary Byrne, who published the Crisis of Character, former Secret Service agent who protected Hillary. Check it out. The real deal Secret Service agent outs Hillary Clinton. He explains why he's come forward.
Right.
And why she is temperamentally and in terms of character completely constitutionally unqualified, unsuited to be president of the United States. It's a powerful piece.
How did he strike you?
Totally credible.
Yeah, I've seen him. I've seen him on multiple videos.
100% even, steady character, very precise, very descriptive. Very clear in the reasons why he was coming forward. And, of course, he published the book in addition on Crisis of Character, indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. Jim just sent me the article from the National Review. I'll put it up tonight. Blacks mainly have backslid under Obama. I think that's being charitable. They have regressed so much, it's not funny. They have less opportunity today. And this is when they have all kinds of potential help and assistance from the government through programs, and yet they're going nowhere but backwards. It's amazing. You know, did you ever see that story? I ran it. I think you probably have. And it always intrigued me. If you've seen the story, it shows the back of Obama's head scars up behind his ear, running almost to the top of his head, where the back of his scalp was peeled away and his skull was removed for severe brain surgery. And this has been attested to by several neurosurgeons who looked at the scars, and they are textbook scars his brain was operated on.
So he's been chipped up.
You know, yeah, well, chipped up. I also have a report from years ago that he was in a very severe car crash in Hawaii that no one can find records of today. There's an incident mentioned, but there are no records of it. So it may have been severe brain damage in the crash. We don't know. We do know that the guy is on an agenda. I'm not saying that that surgery had anything to do with it, but I also will say that anything's possible now. We live in those days.
I heard for the first time that Loretta Lynch is also a Muslim.
Oh, God. Really?
So you got Brennan, the head of the CIA, is a Muslim. You got the president, whom I'm convinced actually is a Muslim. He's not even willing to talk about, you know, Islam, radical Islam.
He won't say it. You know why?
He won't say it. What is that, Jeff, other than his protecting his own people? I mean, he's not standing up for America. He's standing up for Muslims and refugees who are going to trash our country, come here and milk us, drain us for welfare. There's a little 6,000-member community in Georgia that's been inundated with more refugees that have been sent to L.A. and New York City combined. How are they going to cope with this?
Well, they can't. We can't. We can't take it. This has to stop. It simply has to stop.
We're supposed to give all these refugees a free ride?
No,
I say again, the Mexican immigration policy makes sense. What Obama is doing does not.
Totally agree. There's a woman named Anne Corcoran. She's got a terrific website, Muslim Resettlement Watch. I think it's .com. I'm not sure. Here's a Muslim refugee resettlement. That's what it is. Here's a little bit of that. Muslim refugee resettlement. I think it's .com. See if I can get this to play. Hold on. Okay, Anne, it's your turn to speak. She's very, very good at her facts and presents them pragmatically, which is what we need in this situation. Emotions can get in the way. Are we going to be allowed to hear this woman, or are they going to mess with my computer like they did Jim's?
No, it was bizarre, Jeff. I was just reading the article and they cut me off.
I get up in the morning and sometimes I go.
It's been over 7 years.
And I turn on the computer. It's already on, desktop open, full of emails from months ago that somebody was browsing through my computer.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is disgusting.
This is what the government of the United States has been reduced to, spying on the American people, and it's nonstop, it's unrelenting, and it has no foundation whatsoever.
No, it's also totally, unconscionably illegal, in my view. Okay. Come on, Ann. Refugee Resettlement Watch. What usually happens on my videos, I'm not allowed to watch a lot of them. The screen will just turn black and it says, an error occurred. Please try again later.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I can't see very many videos anymore. Doggone it. Oh, there it is. An error occurred. Please try again later. I told you. This is how they do. They've got this. Somehow they've got my computer on a program where if I try to run a video, they'll do this. I'll just hang it up, and the little circle of dots will go round and round, and then,
nothing. Give me the link, Jeff. Maybe I can pull it up.
Okay. I'm trying it again here now. I got the link. Jay, that's there.
It's been over 7 years since a church.
Well, we got almost a sentence out of her. Yeah, I'm sending this over to you now. Oh, I'm sorry, friends, but they do things to my computer that are not funny.
You know, I wasn't all that wild about Mike Pence, but if he performs well tomorrow, I'm going to.
That was a big if.
From another state, brought a couple hundred refugees to the rural county where I live.
All right.
I wanted to know, how could they do this?
Now, she's talking about a couple hundred refugees brought to the rural county. Rural, remember, that's Obama's tact. He's taking them at night, busing them into little small-town America so they can take over small-town America through the ballot box. Okay.
What was the governmental process that allowed the resettlement of refugees to a county ill-prepared to assimilate them? Employment opportunities were scarce. The health department was not familiar with illnesses and mental health problems of people who came from parts of the third world. The school system was not prepared to teach large numbers of students who didn't speak English, and subsidized housing was scarce. I wanted to know who gave permission for what amounted to a...
Hold on. See if they'll let me hear some more of it. Yeah, she raises the question, who decided this? Who decided they could be put in her small town in America, in rural America?
Who's no dropping off of needy people in our county seat?
Yeah.
So I began my research and posted everything I learned to a blog, Refugee Resettlement Watch, so that others might know what I learned about a federal program that is 35 years old this year. In summary, I discovered that the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees was choosing most of our refugees. It's under the influence of a powerful Muslim supremacist group called the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Uh-huh. Not surprisingly, a large number of U.S.-bound refugees are coming from countries with large numbers of people who hate us, including Somalia, Afghanistan, Iraq, and soon from Syria, just to name a few. The U.S. State Department then distributes the refugees to 9 major federal contractors, 6 of which are so-called religious charities, but all are largely funded from the U.S. Treasury.
See how?
They're not passing the plate on Sundays for the $1 billion price tag for the resettlement. And that they...
Okay, see how they're doing it? They've got religious organizations fronted through corporate 9 corporations. It's all a setup. And this was all put together 35 years ago. So this is another long-term planned event. And that's the important part to keep in mind. This
does not
happen.
Include the extensive welfare benefits refugees receive. The refugees are then sent to over 190 cities and towns in the U.S. where the 9 major contractors support 350 subcontractors.
Wow.
The refugees receive help from the subcontractor for up to 6 months, and the subcontractor then submits paperwork to admit the relatives of the first group. As the years have passed, I've become...
Okay, did you follow that? That's called the extended family. They're bringing them in.
Isn't that clever, Jeff? You first plant a couple or whatever, then you bring in all their relatives and then the relatives of the relatives.
That's it.
I'm increasingly alarmed by the percentage of problematic Muslim refugees admitted and distributed around the U.S. through this program. By the way, the refugee resettlement program is not the only one used for legally admitting Muslims, but it...
Okay, it's not the only program. She's found others as well. And again, they're targeting small-town America. This is really important. These people will, in no time, once their relatives and family members, extended family, brought in, they'll be able to register to vote, and they'll begin to take over town councils, county councils. And it's just unbelievable.
This is one of the most important. Many are forming cities within cities. Perhaps you know one where you live,
okay,
where mosques are being built to consolidate, train, and promote a growing American Muslim population and its Islamic supremacist doctrine called Sharia.
Train them.
This process of Muslim colonization is called the Hijra. Muhammad told his followers to migrate and spread Islam in order to dominate all the lands of the world. He said they were obliged to do so, and that's exactly what they were doing now, with the help and support of the UN, the U.S. State Department, and the Christian and Jewish groups assigned to seed them throughout the country. Your tax dollars pay for it all. I've written this little book, Refugee Resettlement and the Hijra to America, so that you will know what is happening to us.
Okay, that's you got the message there. I've got this up. It's playing right now in headlines. You can go take a look at it. I would urge you to share it with anyone that cares. You've got to know that this is a long-term project. It didn't just happen. This is being done under an incredible organizational plan, 9 major corporations. How many subcontractors did she say? Dozens are involved with it. They have them here. They're paid 6 months, fully taken care of. They're forced into towns, into communities. They're forced into the schools. They're forced into the medical programs and infrastructure of these communities. And then after 6 months, what did she say? The rest of the families, the extended families, are brought in from Somalia, from Nigeria, from wherever they came from. Look, this has nothing to do with anything except the fact that these people, by definition, are Islamic, and they will not and are forbidden to assimilate and integrate into any other cultural motif. They can't do it. They're going to be killed, according to the Quran, if they do. You cannot leave Islam and expect to live. The sentence for leaving Islam is death. Read it. We had Dr. Farag here, the nuclear physicist who grew up as a Christian in Egypt. Very heavy accent. He told the whole story about what it's like to grow up around radical Islam. And just Islam. Because when it comes to calling people in for accountability in that religion, over 90% would qualify as radicals just from the get-go. And the other 10% who might hold out aren't going to hold out for long because they don't want to die. This is it. This is the final crossroads. This is it. It's either Trump or we bury America. That's done. It's over.
You know, I wish I could say you were exaggerating, Jeff, but I think you got it exactly right. I mean, it's just a disgrace. This is the culmination of all the efforts to weaken the United States and destroy sovereign nations on behalf of globalization. It's the new world order we've heard about for so long from so many sources.
You know, you think back, Bush 41, Reagan was supposed to have been killed, and that would have left Bush 41 in for two terms. And then the Clintons, and then Junior, the village idiot, and then Obama. What are we doing here? We are in the hands of a cabal of pure evil. These are not Americans. They mock America's values. They mock and laugh at all of us. And as Hillary said, why don't they drone him? Why can't we just drone him? That's what she would do with anyone.
What's your solution?
No, why can't we drone Rents? Why don't we drone Fetzer? Same thing.
I keep waiting.
Same thing, Jim. And they tried to kill me over a year ago now, no question about it. And I'm sure they're still pissed off about that today. It didn't work. And it's not my time. I got there's some help here. I don't know where it's coming from, but we can't misread this. We can't be lulled into anything other than panic. This is the final crossroads. We have to make this happen.
Donald has to hammer at Hillary's health issues, the Clinton Foundation corruption, the rigging of the 2016 primaries, which goes on and on. Jeff, did you see the story about the warehouse guy who discovered boxes and boxes of Hillary ballots already made out in the ballot boxes, ready to be counted?
Yeah, I'm not sure that if the picture had ballots written on the boxes, that's a picture from England. That story was a canard. It wasn't real. That's a two or three-year-old picture from England.
You're kidding.
No, it's not. It's not. The DV kid told me. She sent me the proof. It's not. It wasn't real. But that doesn't matter. They're registering. The Department of Homeland Security is not taking care of our safety. It is registering as many of these illegal aliens to vote as it can. Now, what the hell is that about?
I know, that's Jerry Brown signed the voter law in California.
Yeah, but what's the DHS doing involved in politics at all?
Right. I agree completely.
Haven't they got enough? They got 4 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition, which is not for target practice. They're for putting holes in Jim Fetzer and I and anybody else who they don't like.
And this is the United States today. I mean, what's become of our country?
Well, we know what's going to happen if somehow this installation, and that's what it is, of Hillary Clinton. And I again ask anyone out there who knows if they can really trace back into Hillary Clinton's childhood and find out if she might have a sister. That would be very interesting. Maybe that answers one of the doubles. Maybe she has a twin sister. We don't know.
I think had she a sister, she would have surfaced long ago, Jeff, my opinion.
I think so. I mean, I don't know.
They may have more doubles. That would not.
We know there are two doubles at least.
We know there are at least three because there's the old one.
Yeah.
So there are at least three, right? But the two, the Meg Ryan who came out of Chelsea,
The two we're not supposed to know about.
Lane to Greensboro, and who may have given a talk on her behalf, actually, once arriving there. That's
well, that North Carolina double was very well spoken. That woman was 10 years younger. The facial bone structure, the size of her mouth was smaller, different.
Right. She didn't have the moles, the distinctive moles on her.
No, she didn't.
Right.
They've worked on these for years. And it shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone who's a political realist. These things are done. Look, if the Pentagram can spend over $500 million of your money making fake videos of terrorism, there's nothing they can't do. Everything is on the table. Nothing is off the table. The technology they have is so extraordinary. They could put Hillary Clinton in a video frame with almost anybody. And if you did watch the North Carolina arrival of Clinton as she walked from right to left across the screen up onto the podium with no assistance, all of the people in between Hillary in the background of what we were looking at and in the foreground of where the camera was, all the people with their arms up in the air yelling and chanting and waving, they weren't there. They were all electronically inserted into that video because every one of their cell phones had a full screen image of what they were taping, recording, filming, and none of those screens showed all the American flags in red, white, and blue that were right there where Hillary was walking.
And as recently as October 1st, we have Hillary's eyes wandering. They're not behaving right, which is symptomatic of significant neurological damage.
I have a whole featured story on the right, down below the Fukushima features, of Hillary's health and her cheating. It's all there. I've got it all archived for you. If you want to go look at it, you can find it all there. It's all there. Thank you, James. I always appreciate it. We'll talk again on this Thursday. Find out about Assange tonight.
We'll see what Julian Assange has to say later
we'll find
today.
Out. Okay. Thanks, Jim.
My pleasure.
All right. There he goes, Professor James Fetzer. And thank you for being here this hour. We'll be back with hour number 3 for you in just a couple minutes. Hang on.